WCCO.
If you want to comb your cat, there's an app for that. If you have to fix a flat, there's an app for that. Need a word that rhymes with that?
Mat, rat, rat, mat.
Or a place to hang your hat? Got a chimp who likes to chat. There's an app for that.
Yes, there is. Now the new app is called Virtual Witness. It's for your iPhone. Talking a little tech talk this morning here on WCCO. It's a personal safety app that turns your iPhone into a virtual witness. Check this out. The app is called iWitness. And it's a free download for iPhone users. And here's how it works. If you're walking into a potentially threatening environment, like perhaps a family gathering, you launch the app and arm it. Then a blinking light emanates from the phone, alerting you, and hopefully anybody up to no good, the phone is armed. And if you feel threatened, then you just touch your screen and the phone starts capturing audio and video and then sends it to a secure server that law enforcement can access. So I mentioned, it's a free download, but to be safe, you got to pay $3.99 a month to be a subscriber to the service to have it actually work, to use the service. So, interesting thought on that. As long as we're doing some tech talk this morning here, let's pick up on the line. Have I got Julio? Oh, goodness sakes. He's not where he's supposed to be. Well, that's life. Microsoft yesterday unveiled Surface, which could be a first really good, legitimate competitor for the iPad. And Julio Ojeda Zapata, who's the tech writer from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, is going to get on the phone with me here momentarily and give me his thoughts on this thing. But in the meantime, how do you like this app for your iPhone? It might be fine for people who often find themselves in potentially dangerous environments. They're marketing this to women, students, night shift workers, the elderly, and many others who may feel unsafe at times. Here's the problem, though. How do you test something like this? I mean, if you are about to be mugged, you whip out your phone and go, see this? This is flashing. It's flashing. You know what that means? It means my iPhone is armed. I'm an eyewitness. At which point, whoever was mugging you would go, hey, thanks, I'll take that. And then off they would go with it. Anyway, that's the story. And we're still trying to connect with Julio here so we can talk about the Surface on WCCO. Get his... Oh, we've got him? Oh, good. Okay. Julio, good morning. How the heck are you?
I am excellent. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on WCCO. You're on with John Hines, and we're talking about Surface. That's the new Microsoft... I wanted to call it iPad, but that's proprietary. I can't call it that, can I?
No, we can call it a tablet, yeah, I guess.
A tablet. Have you had a chance to look at this? Do you know anything about the guidelines and parameters that go with Surface?
I haven't actually seen the device in the flesh because this was only done very briefly for journalists in L.A., but I've been reading up on it quite a bit, and it's very interesting. What Microsoft is doing is essentially releasing two different tablets. One runs the full Windows operating system. And that version of Windows 8 has an overlay which is very touch friendly. So there's a layer you can put over Windows if you're using it in tablet mode, or you can dock it and use it with a keyboard with your monitor in standard mode. And then there's another tablet that won't have the full Windows operating system; it'll only have the touch interface. So it's basically two different tablets that uses this very colorful, very touch friendly, you know, very inviting touch interface that Microsoft is going to be pushing with its next version of Windows.
That'll be Windows 8, right? When is that supposed to roll out, Windows 8?
Windows 8 is coming out October-ish, I hear.
October-ish. I love that part of the equation.
And Windows 8 is the first operating system that Microsoft has specifically designed to be as easy to use with a touch tablet as it is with a keyboard and a mouse. So it works both ways.
Now, one of the things that I read here about Surface is that rather than have to, like, if you have an iPad and you know people will go out and purchase accessories to go with it, something like maybe a case or a cover for it or also a keyboard, but that's all a part of the way Surface is built. The keyboard is right there, right?
Yeah, what Microsoft has done is very interesting. There's a tablet. The back of the tablet has a flip-out stand, which the iPad does not have. And then on the front, there's going to be a cover. When you take the iPad has a smart cover that when you open it, the magnets cause the iPad to wake up. The Microsoft Surface tablet is the same, except when you open it, on the inside, there's a full keyboard. And then you can lay the keyboard on your desk with the tablet, you know, upright with the stand in the back, and you can actually type. And there's going to be two versions of the keyboard. One is where the keys, you know, are barely very flush to the surface. You're basically like tapping almost a picture of a keyboard.
So I don't have to worry about spilling stuff down into it, in other words?
Well, I don't know about that, but it's very thin. And there's going to be another keyboard where the keys are more conventional. You can actually feel them going up and down. And there's going to be a trackpad on it, which is very interesting.
A trackpad? You mean like a
like the little touch thing you would see on a laptop?
Yeah, yeah. So like a in place of a mouse, in other words. Hey, now
yeah.
Tell me something else. I read about the Surface, and I read that it takes a standard. It will be able to access a standard USB connection. Is that critical these days in an application for a tablet?
Well, if you ask Apple, they'll say no. Obviously, there are no USB ports on iPads, but Microsoft is very PC centric. So they're making a device that's very iPad-like, but also has all the features of a conventional computer. So if you like stand one of these Surface tablets on your desk, and then you plug a standard keyboard in via USB, it'll work just fine. It'll have Microsoft Office on it. You'll be able to do just basically everything you can do on a standard PC. But then if you unplug the keyboard and stick the Surface tablet in your backpack and just go, you can use it very much like an iPad. When you get back to the office, you can dock it, hook up your keyboard, hook up your mouse, and use it in standard PC mode. This is not something you can do with the iPad very easily. So Microsoft is trying to give you the best of both worlds, the world of the traditional PC and the world of the tablet, which is very interesting. If they pull this off, it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, because here's something else that's interesting. Looking at forecasts here for tablet sales, they're expected to jump like 54%+, 107 million units sold just this year. At the same time, the conventional PC, like I'm used to sitting with at home or in my workplace here, I guess I got a laptop here, but you know that those sales are on the decline, even though they're still growing, but they're not growing at any rate anymore, that it's dropping off.
And one of the things these numbers are telling you is that more and more people are using their iPads as their primary computers or as one of their primary computers. A lot of my fellow journalists who do a lot more traveling than I do, I talk to them, and they no longer take their laptops on the road. They just take their iPads with keyboards. And this is the market that Microsoft is trying to get in. It wants to give people a device that is very iPad-like with a touchscreen, but also has all the pieces that you need to be productive, you know, to do typing if you want. So that is very interesting. The problem with Microsoft is that it's coming into a market that's already dominated by the iPad.
Yeah, that's the question I think that the critics are asking. You know, will they be able to nudge this out? But we got to get the they have to get the word out there. Is there any indication, Julio, what the price point might be on something like this?
They haven't announced specific numbers, but remember I told you there are going to be two different surfaces. The simple one that has just the touch interface, they said it's going to be comparable to other tablets that are going to come on the market from third-party vendors. The fancier Surface with the touch interface and the full Windows interface, that's going to be comparable to the Ultrabooks, which are their latest thin laptops that are on the market. So it'll have a laptop-like price, the fancier one, and the other one will be, you know, an iPad-like price, if you will.
Okay, now here's the deal. I don't have a tablet or a pad or anything. I've got my laptop, and I've got my home conventional PC. Mm-hmm. But I'm a PC guy. I'm not an Apple guy. I mean, I know that my kid keeps telling me whenever I complain about a problem with my computer, if I happen to call him, he'll say, "Shut up, Dad, get a Mac," and then hang up on me. Yeah, you laugh. He's not your kid, Julio. So, but here's my question now. If I'm in this rut or this vein, should I hold off for something like this? You know, and what do we know about Windows 8? How cool is that going to be? Is it going to be a good system? I'm just kind of getting used to what's the latest one I have? Windows 7? Is that what I've got now?
Yeah, I'm running a preview version of Windows 8 on a number of computers, and it's very nice. It behaves very much like Windows 7 when you're in standard PC mode, but then it also has this touch interface that you can throw on there if you're using it with a tablet. You can also use that interface, the Metro, they call it the Metro interface. You can also use that with a keyboard and a mouse. It's very nice. It sort of takes the place of the Start menu. But to your question, should you hold off on making a PC purchase? My answer is absolutely yes, but not just because of these Surface tablets. In the coming months, there's going to be a whole slew of new computers that are designed to work with Windows 8. Those are coming in a few months. So the standard advice that I give everybody is wait if you're going to be in the market for a computer, not just because of the Surface tablet, but just in general. There's going to be a whole boatload of really interesting new computers coming out in the fall and in the winter. So don't buy a computer now because you might regret it.
Wow. That's some good advice. We came to you just in time, Julio. No, I mean, seriously, that, you know, I always end up after I get off the phone with you feeling like I know something now that I didn't know before, which is the purpose for having you on.
Yeah, and the same advice applies to Macs. Apple just announced a new MacBook Pro with a higher resolution Retina display. But that's just the one computer that has this new display. In the coming months, all the other computers will get this fancy new display, which has a lot more pixels on it. It makes everything look sharper. So if you're in the market for a MacBook Air or an iMac desktop computer, wait till the new ones come out that have this new very advanced Retina display, because you're gonna really like that.
Okay. Hey, just before you joined us on the air here, I was talking about a brand new app. Perhaps you've heard of it. I don't know how you keep up, because they spit these things out like, you know, gumballs or the, you know, but it's called Eyewitness. Have you heard about this?
I have not, no.
Well, I'll tell you what it does. It's a free download. However, to use it, you have to pay $3.99 a month for a service.
Mm-hmm.
But you sign up at the Eyewitness website. They got their own website. But what it does is it turns your iPhone into a crime deterrent. If you're in an area where you should not be, or you're a little hinky about what might happen to you, you arm your phone, and then if you are confronted by potential bad people or bad situations, you touch your phone and it records everything and sends out a GPS connection to law enforcement.
Oh, that's very interesting.
It is.
I've used my iPad and iPhone as a police radio. There are certain apps you can download that let you get all the police bands in the Twin Cities.
Oh.
Which is very interesting. In fact, you know, in the Pioneer Press newsroom, they've done away with the police radios, because the police reporters can just tune into the same transmissions, you know, over the internet, which is very interesting.
Well, I think we need to pass that message down the hall to the WCCO newsroom, because when those things go off, it's all of a sudden that loud squawk or whatever that comes through.
Yeah, yeah.
Julio Ojeda Zapata from the Pioneer Press talking about Surface, the new device that Microsoft unveiled yesterday. And regardless whether you're buying, looking for a Surface or whatever it is, Julio, you say we should just hold off until winter.
Wait till October or November, and then you'll have a good sense of what all the new computers are that are available. And they'll have Windows 8 preloaded on them, because it's kind of a hassle to like install a new operating system after you've already purchased the computer.
Yeah. Okay. So I might have to get around to upgrading too, because I've still got one. My laptop is still running Vista, which I'm surprised at how limited it is. I don't know what they were thinking of when they came out with that thing. So, So, all right, Julio, hey, thanks so much for being on.
Anytime.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, take care.
Surface, the new tablet from Microsoft.
Did I hear you correctly? Did he say there were going to be USB ports on this thing?
There's a regular USB port. I asked if that was a big deal, and he says if you're Apple, no, it's not a big deal, because Apple products don't take USB ports. But
if you're a PC user, yeah.
If you're a PC user, sure, you've got so many things you'd like to connect, whether it be instant quick connect to a printer.
Yes.
If you're out somewhere, you know, and it's just like, let's say you needed to print something right now, just grab somebody else's printer, plug in the USB, and your machine, your Windows 7 will find the hardware immediately, download whatever software it needs to it, and activate and enable that so you could actually print on the spot.
Very nice.
Good stuff. So I don't have a tablet or an iPad or any such thing, and I think I would like to get one just because it's new and it's shiny.
It's cool. You listen to you. It's shiny.
That's the mentality that works for me. Hey, look at that. It's 11:52. From the, well, boy, that sure didn't take very long department. Adidas is pulling the Shaquille shoe. The JS Roundhouse Mids. That's the name of the shoe, the JS Roundhouse Mids. The creator of the shoe, and you can almost see this, says that they were inspired by My Pet Monster, which was a toy from back in the 80s. You'd get these, they were stuffed animals that looked kind of like the characters from Where the Wild Things Are. And they had shackles on them. It was My Pet Monster. I think they even made a cartoon show about that at one point. But when the shoe was first introduced, just a moment ago, it seemed like only a moment ago, there was this cry of controversy because the shackles that went with them would remind people of the shackles of slavery.
Or the Big House. They kind of look prison-like.
I just thought they looked stupid.
Plastic with Velcro on them.
I never once equated it, except maybe with one way to prevent your shoes from being stolen. Well, I mean, because it's happened before
but
for hot shoes.
It's plastic with Velcro.
Yes. But I'll tell you what, Adidas could not, back away from that quickly enough. So Adidas was saying in a statement just yesterday, the design of the JS Roundhouse Mid is nothing more than a designer Jeremy Scott's outrageous and unique take on fashion and has nothing to do with slavery. You got to take a look at these. I'll put them on my Facebook page and see what you see there when you take a look. And again, maybe I can't see it because I'm white.
And I
don't see the connection.
Because they do look cartoony.
Yeah. They do. At the very least, they're really ugly-looking shoes. But they really are. So, all right, Chad Hartman coming up next on WCCO.